Philosophy. Confucius, Aristotle, Lao Tzu, and Zeno. Written by Philip Rivaldi. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1. Confucius. Confucius, or Kongzi, was a Chinese philosopher who was alive in the 6th century BCE and whose ideas, uttered in the philosophy of Confucianism, have impacted Chinese civilization all the way up to the present day. Confucius has become a bigger-than-life figure, and it is difficult to separate the reality from the myths. He is seen as the very first instructor, and his teachings are usually uttered in short phrases which are open to various interpretations. Chief among his philosophical ideas is the significance of a virtuous life, filial piety, and ancestor worship. Also emphasized is the need for good-hearted and frugal rulers, the importance of inner moral consistency, and its direct connection with consistency in the real world, and that rulers and mentors are necessary good example for broader society. Confucius's early life. Confucius is actually believed to have lived from circa 551 to circa 479 BCE in the state of Lu, now Shandong or Shantung. Yet, the earliest written record of him dates from some 400 years after his death, in the historic records of Sima Qian, or Sima Qian. Raised in the city of Chufu, or Kufu, Confucius worked for the Prince of Lu in different capabilities, especially as the Director of Public Works in 503 BCE, and then the Director of the Justice Department in 501 BCE. Somewhat later, he traveled widely in China and consulted with several minor experiences, including imprisonment for 5 days due to a case of incorrect identity. Confucius met the event with normal restraint and was said to have calmly played his stringed instrument until the mistake was discovered. Eventually, Confucius returned to his hometown, where he developed his own school in order to provide students with the teachings of the ancients. Confucius did not consider himself a creator, but rather a transmitter of these ancient moral traditions. Confucius's school was also open to all classes, rich and poor. Confucius's functions. It was even though he was teaching in his school that Confucius began to write. 2 collections of poetry were the Book of Odes, Shi Qing or Shi King, and the Book of Files, Shu Qing or Shu King. The Spring and Fall Records, Lin Qing or Lin King, which told the history of Lu, and the Book of Changes, Yi Qing or Yi King, was a collection of writings on divination. Regrettably for posterity, none of these works laid out Confucius's philosophy. Confucianism, because of this, needed to be created from second-hand accounts, and the most dependable documentation of the ideas of Confucius is considered to be the Analects, though even here there is no absolute evidence that the expressions and narratives were actually said by him, and typically the absence of framework and clarity leave lots of his theories open to individual analysis. The other 3 significant sources of Confucian idea are Mencius, Great Learning, and Mean. With Analects, these works make up the 4 books of Confucianism, otherwise referred to as the Confucian Classics. Through these texts, Confucianism became the official state faith of China from the 2nd century BCE. Confucianism. Chinese philosophy, and especially Confucianism, has always been concerned with practical questions of morality and ethics. How should man live in order to master his environment, supply ideal government, and achieve ethical consistency? Central to Confucianism is that the moral consistency of the person is straight related to extraterrestrial consistency. What one does impacts the other. For example, poor political decisions can cause natural catastrophes such as floods. An example of the direct correlation between the physical and the moral is evidenced in the saying, "Paradise doesn't have 2 suns, and the people do not have 2 kings. A consequence of this idea is that, just as there's only 1 interstellar environment, there is only 1 true way to live, and only 1 correct political system. If civilization fails,